Joe was pointing out how you could have reacted to it and you could have caught that camera.
I walk in, I'm in a wheelchair.
You walk in?
Okay. I wheel.
Like, could you imagine, like, if you, like, got something, like, real stupid, like a Batman symbol or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, like Robin, man, like, and, like, all the different Robins or something?
Every fucking yeah,
fuck
day.
The guy who did that.
Should at least leave the.
All right, come sit down as soon as take a breather.
I got to sit on the shitty ass.
Sponsored
chair.
By Tito's.
I'm sorry, Lyrical. It's not a shitty ass chair, but it's a shitty ass chair compared to my chair.
That's my mom's chair, man.
It's a great chair. Joe, you're in my chair. That's what frustrates me.
My
you're
mom.
In my chair. You didn't tell Lyrical. Get out of your chair. This is Joe's chair, and he's supposed to get on my chair.
I've always get one of these.
Whatever. You know what? I don't want to get mad because Lyrical deserves that chair now. That's how it's gonna be set up next week, Joe. From now on, Lyrical's getting that chair.
I'm in this chair.
You just got promoted, Lyrical.
All right.
No, I'm in that
to,
chair.
To second chair.
Yeah, I'm going to be on that side now.
Is Lyrical's going to have Lyrical's going to have your chair. He's just
actually,
been promoted.
Yeah. And I get the blue light.
If Lyrical gets
I went to get all the stuff for this damn podcast. That's what happened. I went to go get all this damn
No, I'm not
equipment.
Talking about right now. I'm talking about next week. That's who gets the chair.
No, it's my damn chair. It's my house. It's all my right? damn rules.
Oh, don't pull that, man. Don't pull
whatever.
That
no, whatever.
Happy birthday.
It is my birthday. I get this damn chair.
Read the room, Jesse.
Happy birthday.
Anyways.
It's Jesus' birthday.
Yeah, I'm going to get this chair. Thank you.
It's Jesus' birthday today.
Yeah, appreciate
it. We got him some cookies. Well, Fed got him some cookies.
Yeah, thank you, Fernanda, for the crumble. We have Fernanda and Jesse. Yeah, we have Fernanda and Jesse.
We have some
pod today.
We have some OGs here today, originals of the Thanks for the Invite podcast. Say hello, guys.
Oh, geez.
Hello, guys.
Hi. Hello. Jesse was just here not that long ago.
True.
For Christmas, right? Yeah, it was Christmas.
Yes, because we talked about...
Oh, that's right. We talked about New Year's a lot.
Yeah, no, we talked about Christmas. We talked about... what's that
Christmas
movie?
Movies.
The freaking Die Hard?
If it is a Christmas
movie. And how that is a Christmas movie. Yeah. We're not going to go back into that. She's going to leave it as it is.
Pretty much.
This is a couple of years. I haven't had this since.
Wait, I won't. You left.
Almost left.
The Oreo.
The Oreo and whichever the other one was.
Wait,
whatever that one was. Here.
Yeah.
Is that marshmallows?
Yeah.
Which one?
This one?
No, that's a.
Banana cream pie.
Wait,
yeah,
oh
banana.
My gosh. I thought we were supposed to guess. Good.
No, sir.
Oh, yeah, she told us.
Wait,
already.
These are. This is banana cream pie?
We've been told.
I don't know what that tastes like.
The what?
The wafer.
There was a vanilla wafer.
The wafer.
Was it really in there? One in there?
There was a whole one.
Oh my gosh.
Jesse.
Sweet baby Jesus. Sorry.
Oh man, I forgot you had that.
Cranberry.
You want some?
Yeah. I forgot. It tastes good with Sprite too. Cranberry.
Hello everyone. Welcome to our ASMR podcast where we munch on cookies and slurp on drink.
Yeah, everybody's favorite thing when we eat on the podcast.
When did you leave, Jesse, the podcast?
Dang, getting right into it.
Not last Christmas, but the Christmas before that.
And then, when did you leave?
As soon as the play started going up.
As soon as she realized how shitty it was.
Right
without
before
Jesse.
All the views shot up.
She said, I'm out. And then the views went right back down.
She said, in July.
And the views will be up for this
in
one.
July.
Says Fernanda and Jesse are back for this episode.
Last summer.
Really? Mm-hmm. That was a while ago. I didn't think it was that long ago.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that was a good minute ago.
Very.
Mm.
Yeah, Jesse left at Christmas because you were wearing your Christmas suit.
Right, the suit,
yeah,
the cat suit.
That's what I always would remember about it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dang, that's crazy. And then you came back on the Christmas episode.
Dang.
I didn't even think about that.
Ain't it funny how it happens? Oh.
That's funny. What, you sound all right?
Yeah. It's just getting, I'm getting used to it. I can't tell like, if I'm hearing you in person.
Or hearing me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I want to keep turning you up, but I don't know.
Yeah, turn me up. Turn me up, Dre. Turn me up, Dre.
Yeah, let's freestyle.
How does it feel being back for this little bit that you are...
Good.
Get put right back to work.
She's over there doing the audio. Yeah, honestly, she just picked it up. We didn't even tell her anything. She just was like, Lyrical, let's see your check-in right now. Like, Fernanda was really just right back.
You asked me. You said, will you be producer for tomorrow?
Yeah, I did say producer.
Today.
Yeah,
for today.
I did say that. Yeah, Juan couldn't
so
be
why
here
is
Yeah, he's recording his episode also today.
He doesn't have a good reason to be.
Yeah, he don't have no good reason. Huh?
Osos Velosos?
Yeah, so shout out to Osos.
Shout out.
Also, I just have a new podcast at the Spectre Studio Podcast, so you guys check that out. It's just called Spectre.
I subscribed already.
Thank you. It's just called the Spectre Podcast, so you guys check that out.
Oh,
it's just a film podcast.
Hey, that's a movie podcast.
Yeah, that is a movie podcast.
I thought we'd done it before.
We did the original one, but this is, I guess you could say season two in a sense, but it's not like, it's just, we just redid it now.
So you're doing in seasons?
Okay. No. Okay. I'm just saying I guess because it was like a year almost like a year ago when we did the episode.
Us? I think,
yeah.
No,
it wasn't that long ago because we were talking about
like those Quentin Tarantino movies.
What the hell were we talking about?
We were talking about Tarantino movies.
It was almost
like
a year.
We were talking about the new Batman trailer.
No way. It wasn't a year, buddy.
It was almost like, how long ago? No.
Like a month.
It was before
like a few
today.
Months.
No, there's no way it was a few months ago.
It was a few months ago. Week.
No, it was like a year
few months ago.
What's
What'd the difference? Say?
No, it probably was a lot longer than we think.
6 months ago? Maybe six
No,
months
there's
ago?
No way, Joe.
When
it's longer than that.
I don't even
know Spectre
anymore.
Podcast.
But I can't.
Oh, even, yeah.
Did you upload it?
Yeah, but I don't have it on there. I have to look on my
hard drive. Wait. Can I pitch an idea, though?
No.
It should be called Spectreverse. The Spectreverse.
Game changer.
Right?
Whoa.
When I saw it, that's what I thought it said.
Episode
one. Spectreverse, that's dope. Holy and then it was shit. Just Spectre podcast. And I was like,
The Spectreverse.
Okay. The Spectreverse, actually.
Or that's what you can say at the top of every show. Welcome to the Spectreverse.
Welcome to the Spectreverse. Wow, I like that.
Right, something like that.
I like that.
Hey.
Thank you for coming on with that, Jesse.
Yep, show.
I have to tell Juan with that on that one right there.
Got you, buddy.
The what? Oh, the camera.
Tigger.
We were looking at we were replaying the other day, and the camera fell. And Joe was pointing out how you could have reacted, Fed, and you could have caught that camera.
It's about to storm off the set.
No, I'm kidding, but we were watching the video. We were just laughing at we were like, that was crazy how it actually happened.
Well, so I saw it start slowly going back.
And you still stayed on your phone?
But no, did y'all not see how I almost
tried
to
make the move, make the move, make the move, make the move.
Yeah, I was in a chess.
You were playing
tournament.
Chess, right?
But yeah.
And do you That's still why play chess?
Of course.
Oh.
I keep a chess board in my car for whoever wants it.
Yeah, whoever wants the smoke.
Oh, yeah.
Was that a boy or a girl?
So.
It was a boy. Nick Camp.
That is a Black Magic camera.
Quan had a controversial question, so we can start it up.
What is it?
Yeah, do you take a shit in the shower?
No, that was a very
do you shit directly in
that
your
was
head?
An episode that Fernanda should have been here for. Actually,
stop.
Fed, what is
we had about it. We just had this conversation.
We talked
down.
About it earlier.
That's really loud.
Yeah,
I'm going to turn this down.
The one episode where we actually went in and talked about shit.
That's
yeah, she
would have
loved
I,
that
I
conversation.
Yeah, Fed would have been like, "Let's do this."
Well, I don't know about that particular conversation,
but she definitely would have had input on that.
Okay, well, I don't think I would
have
pooped. What do you in the shower.
You said you haven't in the shower?
No, I haven't. But my question was, do y'all wipe before y'all get in the shower? Or do you just rinse off in the shower?
Mm. Just wipe. Out of nowhere? Or after using the restroom?
What?
I got to wipe before I take a shower.
Like if you're pooping.
Yeah.
And you're about to go into the
and
shower.
And you're about to take a shower.
You just go clean
you're like
there.
Butt naked on the toilet.
No, everybody's
got to.
Yeah, you got to wipe first, then go in there.
Yeah. It just feels weird.
You're wasting toilet paper.
Okay, so
no, but it feels weird, right?
It's disgusting.
Okay. Yeah, that's not natural
so
to
get
up and walk away from the toilet.
It just feels weird, yeah.
But, hold on. How do you clean your ass, though, in the shower? That's the real question.
Man, that's too personal.
Yeah, that's
we need to.
That's Lyrical's like, I don't even want to answer that one.
What?
I don't know if I want people to know
which
my
hand do you grab your cheek with?
Yeah, so how do you clean your ass in the shower?
Paint a picture.
I obviously go in there with the intent to clean it.
We're going to put a picture up here of how Jesse wipes his ass.
Do you go up or down, Jesse? Which way do you go?
This is getting off the rails.
Happy birthday.
Juan was question is, let's get away from that one. He said, would you let your girlfriend or wife or boyfriend or husband get your name tattooed on them?
That was my question.
That was mine. Joe's question.
I could have swore that was one.
I thought it was one too.
I could show it right now. His was about the Elon Musk shit.
I don't know that
Joe.
At all.
It was Joe.
No, dang, that's crazy. Why did we both think that?
I don't know. I could have sworn. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Wait, can you reiterate
the question
again?
Okay, the question.
Hold on. Before we go on the, we have a group chat.
How do you
clean
your ass?
And go. We were on the group chat. Remember how
face, Jesse?
We have a group chat on TFTI, and on the group chat, Fed came up with the idea a long time ago that when we have a question on there, to write the little
the
stars,
like, the like little three stars, yeah.
So when we had a question in the group chat, we would say like, if Fernando was like, "Oh, we're gonna talk about the Matrix," like she'd be like, "What did y'all think about the Matrix?" But she would put like the star. What did you think about the Matrix? That way we knew. Oh, okay, we're just gonna answer that question
that's
this
a topic.
Week. Yeah, a topic we'll talk about this week. Joe did that. And I forgot, what did you ask?
I asked, I said, what is more valuable, a picture or an autograph? And then Juan just wrote back.
Juan goes into detail. Like, yeah.
And I'm like,
putting all their questions out there.
And
he answers
kinda,
it in the group chat?
Yeah, immediately.
And I'm like, but I guess we never explained to him.
Yeah. And then Juan sent, when Joe, we were like, oh, sorry, we do that whenever we ask for topics that we, and Juan sent a star. Let Juan know what this means.
Oh, but can we answer that real quick
first? Yeah. Go ahead,
yeah, so, which one? I remember me and Jesus went to a concert a long time ago, the Slaughterhouse concert.
Yeah.
And we both got, you got a picture and I got an autograph.
Yeah.
And then we were both like, do you sell the picture?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I hope you do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I would just wonder, like, if you meet somebody, well, I think if you meet somebody, you would want a picture with them.
Yes.
But I don't know. I just wanted to know.
Like, now
more...
looking back, I regret not having a picture.
No, I still.
I think I just answered my own question.
I still love having the autograph.
Joe's like,
I still love having the autograph, but so y'all think picture then? Picture?
I'd say picture because you could walk around with the picture. You could have like the picture and say like, look, I met so-and-so. Mm-hmm. Like you have to say like, oh, I got somebody's autograph, but it's at the house.
Yeah, it's at the house.
But an autograph would be more expensive though if you ever want to sell it.
Depends on the artist too.
It'd be cool to have both, and you can have your picture.
I've been meaning to frame that fucking shirt that I have. I have it hanging up, but I want to like frame it.
You got all of their autographs?
Yeah.
On the Slaughterhouse shirt.
They only let us pick.
That's pretty cool.
I'm on their names. I got them to sign each one.
That's awesome. And you took a picture with the whole group?
Yeah, I took a picture with the whole group. I was like,
because I don't think you had a shirt. Cool.
They were.
Did you? Did you?
I did. I have the black shirt.
No, I know you have a shirt, but did you take the shirt up there though?
Yeah,
you wear
the
shirt? Okay.
I have the shirt. Yeah, I have the shirt. Yeah, I had the shirt on. And we were debating in the line because they were like, you can only do one. You can either get signed or you can take a picture with them. We were like, well, shit. And I was like, well, I want a picture. And Joe's like, I'm going to get it signed because he brought the shirt. Like, he had it off. He didn't have it on. Yeah. He's like, I got it so I can get it signed from them.
And so if both of y'all had to prove this right now, who would be able to provide the proof?
Me? I can probably provide the proof right now.
Let's see it.
Didn't I show it up here?
I'm not about to wait for you to look up that picture.
Well, go into topic, but go ahead. I'll pull it up.
Okay. But I will say, though, I did get complimented by Joe Budden that day. He said I was dressed very nice, so I will always.
What would you do if you were walking away and you heard him say, you dress very nice to the next person?
Like, that bitch over there.
Hey, man, I'd be like, all right, cool. But yeah, so I've always have that in my head. That was really nice. So,
how do we feel about Rihanna being pregnant?
We're not talking about that.
Rihanna being pregnant?
Oh, yeah, she got
pregnant.
I just found that out.
ASAP Rocky.
Oh.
No way.
Yes way.
Are they, have they been like a couple?
Yeah, for a while.
Yeah.
I don't keep up
and
with
I said, I know Drake is somewhere crying.
Drake is crying?
No, Drake gets tons of
ass. All right, here it goes. Yeah. My picture with Slaughterhouse.
Wait, what's the lyric? I don't remember.
What lyric?
The lyric he made in Fireworks.
Here goes, guys. Picture with Slaughterhouse.
Dang.
That is a good picture. I love that picture.
Yeah, that's awesome. Ooh, that was at Trees, man. That was a good night. Lyrical, were you there that night?
Yeah,
I've seen you at a concert before.
I feel
before.
Like I saw.
That was a
website and then tag Joe Budden.
Yellow Wolf, wasn't it?
And then Joe Budden will probably comment or see it.
Maybe.
Like, hey, didn't you have a friend who was looking nice that night?
Yeah. Hey.
Who was that sharply dressed man?
That guy before you. He was dressed pretty stiff.
You, I don't know. I don't know who you are.
What was the question that you were asking before?
Talking about Rihanna.
Oh,
being
yeah,
pregnant,
Rihanna.
Being prego.
Yeah. We're
good for her.
Podcast
next.
Off that, so.
Yeah. I don't feel any type of way about it.
I do not either. I did find out today, though.
I do not as well.
No, I did find out today. I had saw her pregnant, but I didn't put one and two together, to be honest with you. I just until you said
but why would
damn,
Drake be mad,
right,
though?
Rihanna's pregnant?
Yeah.
ASAP Rocky got
I
someone pregnant? Wow, everybody's doing
yeah.
No, Drake just had a kid, and then he gets plenty of ass. Why was he pregnant? I mean, why is he pregnant? Why is he mad?
Is he what?
He probably already knocked down
I doubt all of the ones that he's dealing with are up to Rihanna.
Yeah, but he's probably already knocked that down low.
I guess. I don't know.
I think it has to do with the fact that she's Rihanna.
Does Rihanna have the fear of the Lord? Okay, so.
Downstairs.
You sons of bitches.
We did, yeah, but she's cool.
We did
put
you one out, though.
Thank you, Jesse.
What was it?
Y'all want any cup rice?
Next topic.
No. Maybe some napkins for the cookies?
Or a toothpick?
Toothpick?
Jesse's like,
yeah, to pick the cookies. Hello.
Okay, so, Yaffe, what do you think about it then?
Yeah, you brought it up.
I think it's awesome. I love A$AP Rocky.
I do like A$AP as well.
So, I think they're
dope.
Do
you think that's a weird couple?
I think I was about to say, I think they're a dope couple. Oh, really? I think they compliment each other pretty well.
I didn't even know they were a couple.
Me neither.
Right? Yeah. I didn't even, since when?
Well, so they made a song together called, is it Fashion Killer or something like that? Like back then in the day. What, the A$AP Rocky song?
I know, but.
Oh, okay. Well, she's in it. And he basically talks about her and like, about their babies, and like he like literally manifested it, and now it's like happening. So everyone's like also bringing up that song and that lyric because it's like come to fruition now.
Okay.
But I just said Drake's upset because, you know, that's the girl that got away.
You think he really is upset, or are you just saying that?
I'm sure in the song Fireworks, the lyric when they went bowling together, that lyric is about Rihanna because they went on a date to go bowling. Lucky Strike.
Chris Brown.
I don't know. Beautiful.
There's just trash in there. I forgot to take that out.
It's a present.
It's the bag? No, not no,
just that chunk of cookie he just took.
So whenever you want to open that, buddy, thank it's you, on bro. You.
I'll open it after the podcast. Anytime. No, I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. I'll open it right now.
Cool. When y'all leave.
No, he goes, never mind. He puts it back in there.
I'll open it after the... No, I'm kidding.
And so painting, boom. Yeah, just like
Jesse
that.
Made me a painting. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, so it's a painting of like the woods. So it's the woods, right? And it's got a verse on there. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And then in the middle it says, and he will make straight your paths.
Thank you, brother. Really appreciate that.
Bro. Yeah, so that's just...
Put that in my room.
Ooh, that's with tape. I did it all with tape. I took pictures and stuff. I would like post it.
That was pretty straight. I didn't really.
Right. Yeah, there's no way I would
really thought
that.
You were Picasso over here.
Sheesh, nah. But yeah, that's just, you know, just some encouragement, just to like, you know, brother. If you ever going left, like, cause the
go right.
Those two, just, those two paths on the sides, they're like crooked, you know, and sometimes we can take those paths when we don't think about it, but. You ever feel like, oh, what should I do? Should I go left or right? You know, you can pray, you can ask, and boom, it'll make
you know what y'all
straight.
Should. I don't know what I. This is what I do. Like when I'm having a rough day, like I wrote something on a piece of paper and I tagged it onto my restroom mirror, and
like
I don't. Yeah, no, well, it's the same one. It's the same one every day though. Like I don't ever change it.
But it's like an
what do you mean?
Yeah. So like when every day, like some days when you're just having a tough day, like you just need to read it and you just read it and get it like, all right, come on, get it together. Because I don't know about y'all.
Okay, I thought you meant like you write one every time.
No, I have the same one. But like, you know, like some days where there's like not having a fucking good day and you need to read something. And because I'm pretty sure y'all do. I talk to myself all the time in my head. Mm-hmm. Try to like, come on, get this shit together. Like for whatever. So
yeah. What did you write? What does it say?
Oh, that's fuck. That's a good thing. What does it say?
That's fuck.
Like, I haven't read it in 3 months, man.
I haven't been feeling like shit.
Impact.
Yeah, my life's been pretty good last 6 months, guys. So I really don't know what it says.
Oh, no, keep talking. I haven't.
I've been living lavishly, guys. So not really too sure.
It just says man the fuck up.
Hey, that's a good one too, though. That's something good you could write too.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Yeah, very deep. Very deep.
Hey, how's that middle one next to the Oreo one?
Which one? This one?
Yeah.
Oh, the
is it good?
Ruby chocolate something. Has anybody tried it?
I don't know.
Was that too bad?
Joe gave me one earlier, but I don't remember. I just tasted cookie.
I want to say something for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
For the kids.
Oh, they've been munching.
Yeah. I hate orphans.
I've been drinking.
Well, the question
what were we talking about?
Oh,
the
Gabby's
question that.
Oh.
Rihanna. Super Bowl.
Oh, Gabby did have a...
Yeah, I heard her say downstairs.
Gabby made some questions.
Ooh.
Well, I told Gabby, I was like, you know what? Make some questions.
We didn't answer some questions. The other Joe question.
What question?
I kind of
wrote a lot.
Oh, we asked a question to him.
Yeah, but we didn't answer.
Joe said, okay,
would you allow your significant other to get your name tatted on them?
That's a big no for me.
Would you and allow them?
So you wouldn't let Christina get lyrical
why?
Tatted on
what
them?
Is the reason?
Lyrical.
He goes, not lyrical, but Daniel. Not Daniel.
Do you believe in bad luck? Is that why?
Yeah, I think it's a curse.
Really? Why?
Because I've seen everybody break up that's had those tattoos.
And what they were these people's race? No,
just see, and the person that pointed it out was whenever I was a senior in high school. These two kids that I went to school with, they both had each other's names tattooed on them. And then teacher was like, that's a curse. Like, you never get somebody's name tattooed on you because that's a curse. And then sure enough, they broke up.
So that's just, so that's like a superstition, you think, then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's just, yeah, I don't, and I don't know. It's kind of tacky.
Like right here?
What about like the picture?
Yeah.
Okay, that's really tacky. You know, like the Undertaker, he had Sarah right here, his wife's name, the Undertaker, the wrestler.
I never knew
it just right here.
Really?
Yeah.
I know, so I won't say who, but I know somebody who got their girl's name tattooed right here. And then they broke up a few months later. But that dude was lucky enough that his baby mama had the same name. So lucky he lucked out.
That's probably why he got it then. But was he with the baby mama?
I think he was with both of them.
He was already cheating.
I think he was like, I'm going to get through.
Either way,
same name. Can't get it confused.
Can't lose.
Yeah.
So would you? Would you let if it was tasteful.
No, I wouldn't let her get my name, but I wouldn't let her. I think we could get something that's a symbol or something that we could both get, but I don't think the name.
Like matching
tattoos?
Yeah, I think
something symbolic is okay.
What's the difference?
But don't.
Right. Because it still represents
it's your name.
Them.
Yeah.
Like, even if we did separate, like, then it's just another tattoo. It
but
doesn't
it's
have
not.
My
but
name
it has a
but
meaning.
But
for her, it will
it
be.
It
not
has
for
value
me.
To it, though. Yeah. It still has that same, like, I get what you're saying. Like, it's still meaning. Still
but nobody
him,
will know that.
So what about things that your person buys you? Would you get rid of all of it?
I do.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a story real quick.
Joseph, I will get a tab, but
I won't do that either. I'm the worst at this one. Me and my old girlfriend from, like, years ago when we had broke up. When we did you know, like, you break up, get back together, break up, get back together. Can you hear me?
Yeah, toxic relationship.
Just talk right into
it. Make sure it's not peaking.
I'm talking, like, straight into it.
All the way up.
Not, I keep turning it down if it does, but you're fine. Okay. Go ahead.
So, am I good?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, yeah.
Man, he had some momentum.
Get back, you know. But that time, like, we really did break up.
So, I'm going
to
let you finish.
I fucking went to my house. I got everything that she ever bought me. And, it was some expensive. I'll tell you this. She bought me an autographed ball and had Tony Parker's signature on it. I took that shit and I threw it in there.
No, you did.
She bought me some badass Air Maxes. I got those Air Maxes and I threw them in there.
Fuck.
Like, I'm terrible at it. I was like, because I can't, like, see anything that makes me think of her because I knew this time we were really done. So I got everything and I took it. I drove back to her house. I got it and I fucking threw it on her front door and then I fucking just left.
Damn.
I'm sorry. I'm just terrible.
Do you
at
regret
it.
Doing that, some of that stuff?
I wish I could bring back the ball.
You're listening.
Yeah.
No, I already have. No, I talked to
you
her years.
She gave it to somebody else.
She gave it to her son because I seen her years later. I was like, can I have that ball back? She goes, no. She didn't want to give it back to me, so that's on me. I'm that type of person. I have to give it all back.
What about?
Nah, I ripped up everything, like letters and stuff. I was not trying to keep that.
Letters.
Yeah, like letters at this time? Like cards. Like cards, like from holidays or birthdays.
Yeah.
Like sentimental stuff like that.
But where do you even keep those at? Like
in a box.
Yeah,
I had like a sentimental box. Those? Yeah, well, I do.
You do keep them? You said
no, I didn't. Oh, okay. No. I threw them away. Cause for what? Why would I want to read that? To be
sad.
Yeah,
for what? Right.
To be sad.
That's true.
No.
Yeah, no, so, I don't. I don't really keep it. I don't have anything sentimental from nobody. But like even then, like I don't know if I'd keep anything.
Like, would you give it back or just throw it away?
One person.
Yeah, I know, right?
because you know you could just throw it away or you could just go.
I don't think
I
do like you did.
I was trying to make a statement.
Yeah, I get that. I don't think I want to make that statement, Joe. Yeah. I think I want to keep some of the shit.
Did you feel better after that?
I was just mad. I just had so much. I don't remember how I felt, dude. I just was knowing this cannot stay in my house. This needs to go back. That's all I could think of.
No, Joe's like, this ball could have been framed right here.
Yeah, now that I have like my office now, I'm like, man, I could have fucking
talking about autographs.
You know?
That would have been a good one.
Jeez. And it was an actual real autograph ball, too, and I fucked it up.
Well, you got slaughtered.
So her son just plays with the ball?
Nah, he better not.
Now man. You got a group that's no longer together.
He better not play with that ball.
That would suck.
But
I was thinking it was a baseball this whole time.
No.
I'm not
I was like,
lie.
Tony Parker? Oh, third baseman?
Who the hell that was?
Tony Parker?
Yeah.
Spurs?
No. He's a point guard for the Spurs. Their best point guard. Won four championships with
them. Next.
France. Rary. Jesse. Shut the
hell
up.
I've done the same thing, though, Joe.
You done what?
Shut the hell up.
Literally, like, hours after I broke up with them, I, like, drove back and was like, here's all your stuff, by the way.
Oh, their stuff?
Don't worry about it. Yeah, their stuff. I did keep some of the stuff they gave me. I still have some of the stuff they gave me. They get, because they've given me things they've made for me, and I feel bad throwing them away. So I have, like, a box where I have, like, some things. Not everything, but there's, like, one or two things.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but I've done the same thing. It's hard to just have that stuff on display, you know? Yeah.
Not if you're trying to get over a person, you can't have it in there.
Sentimental stuff, like cards and stuff, like, definitely not. But I think if it was like a jersey or like basketball, I definitely would.
Yeah, like clothes,
that.
Would you? Yeah.
You know what? I hear you on the symbolism.
I don't want to wear this FUBU no more.
Of the tattoo, because I have a painting that me and Homegirl did together. She did a painting, I did, but it was the same one, right? We went to like Painting with a Twist.
Mm-hmm.
And so that symbolized our connection when we both had it. But now that we're not together, mm-hmm. now it's just a painting that I did, you know? And I don't even think about like her when I see that painting. I just think about like, oh, that's my painting, da da da. I mean, I added some like stuff to it.
He's like, Yeah. I added some. I added
had
some
to get
trees.
Rid of it.
I finally let it go.
Put some tape on it. Yeah, don't
that's
worry about
it.
So, I mean, I feel you on the like symbol, I guess. Maybe that may be an easier tattoo. If you want me to answer that, though.
But that'd be hard because you'd be looking at like, whatever her name is.
Speaking about the tattoo, one of my, a long time ex before that, she wanted to get my name tattered behind her ear right here. And I was like, no. But she's like, if we ever break up, my brother's name is Joel. So I just add an L. And I was like, just don't do it still.
Just don't
do it.
Do
it still. Do not write.
Why would you want your brother?
Because I'm not going to put your name on me. So even though at the time, I think I said I would have because I was young. But now that I'm growing up, I would not do that shit.
No, I wouldn't do it. Yeah.
But when I was younger, thank God I didn't go because I probably
when you're young and dumb, you would really go out. Like Lyrical said, like those two people were in high school and they got their names tattooed on them. There's no way that there wasn't someone in our high school, Joe, that didn't have their names tattooed on them.
Definitely.
I think of like if I had went through with some of the first tattoos that I wanted, like
you would regret them now?
Yeah, hell yeah.
What are some of the what are some tattoos that you guys regret, like you guys did not get?
Before we move on, just one more question. What about like, you know, that you're married, would you get her initial tatted on your ring finger?
Yeah, I probably do that. I could probably do something.
And
Lyrical
is just shaking his head right now.
No, I couldn't.
I could probably do something. I don't know. Maybe I
felt like that would be bad luck.
I would be much
the
more
king
like
and the
queen sound. The queen, the king, the queen. Yeah, I thought you said that. I mean, I definitely like. I don't know. That I would be lean more towards that than the actual name itself. But I would lean more towards like, no, let's get something symbolic, like where, you know. Something that we both, that means something to each other.
The Catwoman Batman. And the Batman
yeah,
sign.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, that's what I would do.
Yeah, Eric sound good?
Lyrical would have two Berettas. Berettas.
What about
sorry,
you?
I said it wrong.
Hey, that'd be cool.
Two Berettas.
What about
that'd
you?
And then his cool. wife's face. Yeah, just, and it's get, like the skull. With oh, okay. Crossbow.
Yeah, Lyrical's like, you know what?
Christina's face.
I think I could get that.
His guns.
All right. All right.
Now,
what
were
you
saying?
Hold on. Bring him out.
I want to know a tattoo that you guys want. That you guys... A tattoo that you guys do not have and now are happy that you guys did not go through with it.
I wanted to get a full sleeve on both of my hands.
Of what, though?
Of on Pokemon. Arms, yeah. Full. Oh, yeah, on my arm. A full
that
sleeve of
dope,
Pokemon.
Though.
That would have been
dope. It sure would have been dope, but I think I would have regretted it.
You guys
it.
Really think so?
Yeah.
Because you know,
I'm still on the fence.
Now saying it out loud.
No,
thanks, guys.
So it would have been Pokemon on this, and I had a whole concept about it. I'm not going to go into it because I don't care. And then this one would have been another sleeve as well, but of flowers, like, and specifically the flowers on my albums. I would have had like the track list, kind of like how I do on the album cover. It would have been the same thing like on this arm, and it, both arms just would have been tatted up.
That would have been dope.
Yeah, but I'm not going to get that.
I don't
that
know why
anymore.
You didn't. That would have been dope.
Because it's a lot of money, it's a lot of pain, and
that's
a
lot of money.
A lot of nothing
so
that I don't
money,
care about anymore.
You would have put some hours.
At the time,
this.
That's what stopped me. Yeah. But now it's like my apathy. Sure.
Like, could you imagine like if you like, got something like real stupid, like a Batman symbol, or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
like
Robin,
man,
like, and
like
all the different Robins or something.
Every fucking
yeah, fuck
day.
The guy who did that. He must
yeah,
feel
maybe like man, like on your foot, shit.
And the girl who did that. They got matching tattoos. They're matching.
Don't you got
first
it
of all, fuck you, Lyrical. Me and Fernanda have matching tattoos.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Gabby.
You forgot what
hey.
Arm it was. Yeah, I did. Uh-huh. I was like, is this one? No, is this one? Me and Fed have matching
one
tattoos.
What do you have on your right?
Jesse's name.
That's deep.
Yeah.
Big I forgot you had that.
I was going to get the Batman symbol right here.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that was one of my biggest
ones.
It's 415. Fuck that. Get out like of here, town. Bro, I'll slap you. No. No, I was going to have the Batman. But I was going to have the...
Say
the
817.
At the time.
81G Gotham. 81 Gotham.
Gotham. Go fuck yourselves, guys. No, I was going to have the Nolan one, too. And I'm glad I didn't go through with it.
When? How old were you when you wanted this?
A couple of months ago.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. When the Fed... Yeah. Uh-huh. It was a while ago. Oh, yeah. Gabby has some questions.
Yeah.
What do we got? Okay, cool. So... I would like everybody to
But before we get to that.
Okay.
So y'all can write it down,
by the way.
Oh, some pen and paper?
Yeah.
Oh, I have pen and paper.
Ooh, perfect.
You guys got to come ready, friends. Come on. Wait, I have pen and paper for me.
Okay, well, Juan's not here, but I'm still going to ask this question.
Ask Juan's question.
He said, is it okay to ask someone about their disability?
In what way?
I think it depends on how severe it is.
Yeah. I mean, because a disability.
Is he talking about like a physical?
Lyrical? I do not know. I read exactly what you read.
I think in any way, like, would you call somebody like.
I wouldn't ask.
All right, let's say this. Okay. It is a good pen. Let's just say that.
The ballpoint.
Let's say that.
It's fine point.
That you're on a blind date, Lyrical.
Oh, sorry.
And your blind date shows up in a wheelchair. Are you mentioning that?
Are you even going in the first place?
Yeah, you have to mention that.
Yeah.
Hey,
I would never approach
her. You're married. And you could have gone to blind date.
I wouldn't approach her. No, no.
You just rock right past the table? Yeah. God, that'd be fucked up.
What would you do? Would you say something?
Act like you're on your phone.
I don't know.
Hey, dude, where are you sitting at?
Right? At the bar?
I'm right there, man.
No, yeah. I wouldn't ask.
So you wouldn't mention it at all? You wouldn't bring it up?
No. Just like...
Well, that's like the...
Try to avoid looking.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. Would you ask?
All the memories flooded back in an instant.
I was like, we just had a great episode.
If it didn't start the recording.
Wow. That would have sucked.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't.
But that would be like the elephant in the room. I think that person would bring it up. Like,
yeah, I think like if there was something going on with me or like if you had something on you or something, then you would address it right away and be like, oh, you know.
Yeah, but imagine how many times you have to address it in your day, you know? And how are you going to start feeling being like, dude, I know I have this. Like, this is what I have. I don't want to have to keep explaining it. Like,
yeah, but you kind of date with somebody, though.
Yeah, like in a date.
You're on a date.
But I mean, you don't have to, but I think I would just to get that out of the way so they wouldn't have that in the back of their mind the whole time.
In my bio.
Like, but let's just say it's not. Let's just say it's a blind date. They don't say nothing. Let's just say they're
rocking
like,
24. Well,
first of all, I'm calling that person back who set up the blind date.
Yeah.
Like,
look here, motherfucker. No, I'm playing. No, there's nothing wrong.
I'm calling Jesus. Jesus, what the fuck?
No, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's just the fact of like, would you say something like, because like, if let's say I went on a blind date and a girl was in a wheelchair, like, would I say something? Okay. Like, hey,
right now, pretend I'm not your sister and we're on a date and I walk in a wheelchair.
Can Lyrical be the...
Go ahead, Lyrical.
I feel more comfortable if Lyrical...
I walk in, I'm in a wheelchair.
You walk in?
Okay. I wheel in.
Damn.
Yeah, okay. I'll walk in and I'm in a wheelchair.
Ready? We sit
down. Hey, that's incredible.
She pulls it out, she sits in it.
Ready? We're sitting down.
A miracle
I'm in a wheelchair.
Just
go.
Happened.
All right. And you walk up. All right, no, Lyrical's waiting for you. So
I wouldn't address it.
Yeah, he's not gonna.
Yeah, I wouldn't be the one to address it.
You've never seen me in a wheelchair? You wouldn't be like, hey.
Oh, like if I knew you?
No.
You're on a date.
But, yeah, how would I have seen you in a wheelchair?
What if y'all had a chicken place? Like, let's get some legs.
Some
thighs and legs.
Hey, no, like, this will probably embarrass her, but one time we used to clean houses, and one of our... clients, this guy, he was missing a leg and an arm. And Christina was talking to him about like doing like a like personal assistant type stuff, and he was like, well, what would you charge? And she was like, yeah, you know, I wouldn't charge you like an arm and a leg.
Damn.
And it, like, it didn't like, she wasn't like, she didn't even notice.
It didn't register.
And like, no. And then like, I was just
what
like no, like, he didn't acknowledge it either.
Well,
like,
good.
Yeah. Great, because I don't have too many.
Good thing.
But yeah, no,
wow.
It was just like, damn, that's fucking... Damn. It was pretty awkward, and I was just looking at her like, dude, like...
What the fuck?
She's like, what? Oh, my God.
Can we go to the question?
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Well,
okay,
yeah,
ready?
And as we're clear up that was good. Nothing against any...
No,
I
but
just,
no, I wouldn't bring it up.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you work with the guy and he was, like, in a wheelchair, Like my supervisor, he has like a bunch of like scars and burns. Like you kind of want to know.
Yeah.
And then like once we got to know him, then we asked him. And yeah, it turns out he got blown up in Afghanistan.
Damn. See, I think that'd be kind of like you have to kind of get to know them to really ask them. Cause, but either way, like why would you want to know immediately? Like, damn.
Yeah, I wouldn't ask you right away. Just, hey, so what happened? Like, no, that's rude.
Unless they, because most of them might say something.
Actually, yeah, I do have a testimony on that. I've met someone recently who has a like a plastic leg,
prosthetic,
and we were in a group. It was like Bible study, and she like mentioned it immediately, and now it's just kind of off the table. It's like in the air, and we're just like, okay, cool,
yeah, you know? Move on,
and we move on. Yeah. And then that's her. She is now her. She's not her because all we see is her. Like she's her because we've addressed that. What I mean? And it's that's like you said, there's nothing against that. Yeah. But she was able to speak up and be comfortable, and it made us comfortable about it. So.
Yeah, and it's not even an issue. It's just sometimes as a human person, you're just like, I want to know what
happened. Yeah, you're curious. Yeah. But it's like, I don't want to fuck.
Yeah, but y'all still won't be rude.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess not ask.
What happened? Yeah, I had one time in high school, like on my nose, and this girl was like, oh, you got your nose pierced?
Yes, it did.
Right? Yeah, it was embarrassing.
All right. So here's some questions that Gabby asked. See who can get all these wrong. And I think whoever can get all them right.
This is like trivia?
Yeah, this is trivia.
Oh, so there's right and wrong answers. Yeah. All right.
Since my birthday,
this
it is
geography.
About
me. I'm out.
So, all right.
Oh, so she made these questions?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. So you get one free. You get too. One free. You get plus one already. Okay.
No, I'm not going to. These are about me. So I'm just going to give the right answers and see who got them right.
Okay.
I get plus one already.
Batman, Riddick, Drive. What else?
Snyder.
Ben Affleck. Gabriel.
But
his computer password.
Some of the, like I'll, like this question Spectre can version. this question can have a few answers, maybe like two or three. All right, which is what is your what is my favorite movie? So what's my favorite movie?
Did we just write it?
Just write it out. Yeah.
Man, these fucking pins are amazing.
They are pretty. Seriously. Nice.
Where'd you get them from? Office Depot.
Target.
Oh.
Fuck! What is the name of that movie?
The Pilot.
Shit.
Jesus Christ.
It's
It's gonna bug the shit out of me.
Are you talking about The Shining?
No.
You can't say them anyways. If it's a movie, don't say anything.
Wait, what's the question?
What is my favorite movie?
I was just asking.
No cheating, fam.
I'm so sorry.
I see you looking at me.
I apologize, guys. I'm sorry.
All right, got it?
Yeah, sure.
All right, next question. Oh, I'm sorry, Larry.
No, you're good. I got one.
Okay, cool. It could just be one. Doesn't no. It says it just has to be one. It doesn't have to. It just said.
Oh, okay.
Okay, cool.
What is my favorite drink?
That's a tough one. I don't even know what drink. I'm kidding. I know.
What I was about to say.
I don't know if I know how to spell it.
All right.
How do you spell cum?
Semen.
There it goes. Wait, let me think. Proper term on this one.
Wait, let me think.
Sure. What is the name of my camera? What is the name of that camera that's right there that records us at every fucking episode?
Oh, no. You know what I'm thinking of is the one that you said it's not.
The red camera?
Yeah, the red dragon.
Wow, way to hit me with that one.
The red scarlet?
Yeah. And I know it's not a red dragon because those things are incredible.
I just want to say I said the name of that camera earlier.
But did you write it down?
Facts or not?
Damn, Jesse, I didn't even hear you say that.
Shit, he did. He did.
Damn.
Fuck. I don't remember, though.
All right,
I won't get that one right.
You get it,
Uchi?
Next one.
Put the mic in your mouth.
Next one. What is the most expensive pop that I own? I'll take a few.
Oh,
whichever ones you guys can, because I know I've spoken about it a few times. There it goes. Like, fuck! I need to pay attention to what Asus says.
You do talk shit.
No?
Mm-mm.
No?
I'm
y'all got
not.
It?
Yeah.
Okay.
Barely
y'all good?
Your shirt
all right. Here goes. Okay. Here goes next one. What is my favorite type of wings? Like flavor.
Shit. What?
Man.
Freaking Asian zing.
I'm bombing at this.
I'll say this. Don't, not buffalo. Don't say it's the easy ones. I love buffalo, but not buffalo. So anything else besides buffalo?
Oh. Wait, I know it.
Fuck.
Just
probably some weird shit.
Yeah, it is.
No, I fucking... No, it's...
Yep, there it is.
Is it that?
Dude, yes.
Vampires hate it.
It's exactly what it is.
Vampires hate it.
Oh my gosh. Shut up.
The Shining.
Oh, I get it. I was like,
anyway, next.
All right, next one. Name me one of my early YouTube movies.
YouTube?
Actually, name me what my earliest movie. Well, I guess one of them on YouTube. One of my earliest movies I've ever made.
Yeah.
That's on. That was on YouTube.
It's
that's.
It's
on YouTube.
Joe, were you not in it, bro?
That's what I was that's about to say. What
that's why I premiered it.
No, I don't know if I was in it. Fuck!
Hey, whoever has the earliest movie gets the point for this one.
Damn, it's in my fucking...
Why would Gabby...
I think we're thinking question. Of the same thing, gonna... Jesse, because... But I might be wrong.
Fuck!
Come on.
But hopefully that's the one you're thinking of, Jesus. So, we'll see.
Wait, I missed question forward, too.
What other one of my movies? Where the fuck are my movies?
Give me a hint.
One of them is on
what
Prime.
Your favorite drink is? Is it a beer at least?
I'm not giving y'all clues. Okay.
Please. Freaking. What's it called?
Whatever. We'll just go.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Next question. What is my favorite Christmas movie?
That shit, Madea.
Madea Christmas movie, all right? Yeah.
Krampus.
Krampus.
Well, I was about to give it away.
I was about to just quote it for no reason.
Mm-mm. All right.
Have we openly talked about it?
Yes. Multiple times,
Fetus. Literally, you were probably when it's not even Christmas, we talk about it.
Oh, that is very true.
I don't know what the movie's called.
What?
Oh, my God.
You know damn well what the movie's called.
He obviously doesn't know which movie.
All right, we're moving on. You okay. Not got it?
No.
Come on, Fetus.
Sorry about you.
All right. You guys good?
Gotta watch the podcast.
Gotta watch the podcast.
Subscribe again.
Oh, hopefully whoever's listening can actually see what...
They can answer. Are you guys answering?
I'm
if
excited
listening?
To do this for everyone's
They're
birthday
like,
now.
Who's Jesus?
I want to do Joe's lyrical.
He collects pops?
Yeah, Jesus. All right, next question.
He makes movies.
What is my favorite scary movie?
Oh shit!
There's like two or three that I can.
Yeah, I was about
accept.
To say
yeah.
You mentioned a few.
Yeah.
Oh frick! What is it called? Something.
Wait, what?
Fred Stone's Christmas movie. She's like, wait, Christmas movie.
I gotta spell check this one.
Come on, Fetus, you got this, homegirl.
You got it.
Fred, just move on. You're not supposed to stay on there.
That was right.
I'm still on number four. What is your most expensive pop?
What is your most expensive
please help me out.
Just name one, and one of those could be one of the
it's,
pops. On
it's
them.
A sports player.
I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Facts, Joe, or not?
I don't know.
All right. Next question. What is my favorite comedy movie? Now, I'll take a few because there's a few movies that, you know.
Okay.
But if you don't get one of those, if it's just ridiculous,
six.
You can get the fuck out of here.
If it's just like out of pocket.
Lyrical, that hurt.
Dang. That took me a second.
Ben's still stuck on Christmas. She's like, how can I not? Bro, I don't know. It's crazy, too, that you can't get it. All right. Next one. What is the name of the actor that I met?
Oh. Fun.
Jerry.
All right, next.
What is the movie Jerry. That? What is the movie that I never saw but everybody else did?
To this day?
I've seen it now.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Damn, Jesse's like, whoa, look at Ben. Whoa!
Gotta watch the podcast.
Yeah, gotta watch the podcast, Fetus.
I know it.
I mean, right there. I'm running out of space.
I know.
There's one more left. This is the last one.
All right, here we go. All
right.
That'll be looking for
$5 question.
What do I always have to get when I go to the movie theater, and what theater do I have to go to?
Say that one more time.
What do I have to get when I go to the movie theater? Like when I go watch a movie, what do I have to get?
I don't know how to spell it.
And at what theater do I go? I can kind of get.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's right. But
this and then this.
This is the way we bow.
All right.
Wait, I need answer four. Let me just... Nah,
whatever. I'm not. Whatever. Okay. Gold Superman or something.
You guys Gucci?
Sure.
Gucci gang. All right. Gang. We're grading our own.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Yeah, just like the same.
Yeah.
So we. Can't,
actually,
like,
no. Actually,
let's go individually.
Fed.
Oh, we grade each other's. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that takes me back. Wait, now I gotta put something. Oh, frick.
Switch with Jesse, Fed.
Hey, I was right.
No, no, no.
What's it this?
That's.
Yeah, me and Pickle switch.
It's yours, man.
And then them two switch, yeah.
Yeah, there
we
go.
Oh, should we have written our name on it?
That's fine. I guess. I think
oh,
I
did you look at the?
Oh, see, I knew
the
that.
The Christmas movie,
yeah,
Joe.
Right there.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got the same right. one.
Yeah, you're a dummy, bro.
Okay, here goes. All right, the first one was what was my favorite movie? I could have took Drive. I could have took The Shining. I could have took
Mark.
2001: A Space Odyssey.
Yes, please.
Cool. What? What about La La Land?
Oh, La La Land, obviously.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
You had one of them, right?
One. I don't remember the movie for number nine, but
okay.
I don't remember the name, but
so
I know.
So did they get extra points for getting multiple?
No.
Or is it just
whatever, just one.
Sorry about you.
All right.
All right, what was my favorite drink? I would have took LaCroix.
No.
Yeah.
What? Okay.
Really? Coke Zero.
What else?
That's it.
Oh man, I put that
whatever
the fuck. You're
Topo Chico.
Topo Chico.
Everybody put Topo
Chico. Well,
Chico
I guess
juice.
Yeah, mineral
I
water.
I said bubbly
like,
though.
Yeah.
Unsweet tea.
No.
Sweet dollar tea.
Nah, but it's
McDonald's.
Not my number one drink. Like, okay. Well, LaCroix, Topo Chico, bubbly, the ones tea. I will
the sparkling
I'll take
water.
Either one because it's sparkling water.
Sparkling water.
Yeah, I'll okay, take cool. that. I will not take over. Unsweet tea.
Sorry, Fed.
Fed, that's no. I don't drink unsweet tea like that.
Anytime we get food.
Not really. I always go with water. I sometimes go unsweet tea.
He used to always get it. I'll vouch for that. But recently, nah, it's been
what
sparkling.
Bubbly.
Bubbly. All right, next one. What is the name of the camera? And it is the Black Magic.
Hey.
I
got you remember me saying that? Or no?
Jesse. All right. What is my most expensive pop?
Is it Dirk Nowitzki?
Dirk Nowitzki.
Man, I almost said that too.
Dirk Nowitzki,
shit.
Benson.
I went with nothing.
Yeah, those two are someone most.
Put Thanos?
No.
I just put an answer. I'm sorry.
No.
At least you came up with something. I just put a question mark.
What is my favorite wings besides buffalo? Garlic parm.
Yes.
Oh, yes, I got it on there.
Yeah, you did.
You
put two choices, though,
what
just
was
in
the,
case.
What was one of my earliest movies that was on YouTube? It was Contra Hitman.
What was the other one with the S? Stitch?
Alejandro.
Or Stitch or...
Oh, you're talking about Tack.
Yeah, you said S.
Get a load of this guy.
What do you put?
Alejandro.
Alejandro was one of them, but no, it was Contra Hitman was the right answer.
Yeah, I got
damn,
that one right.
Tack, that's all what right. I was thinking of.
You were in it.
That's what I said.
That was my earlier work.
What was my favorite Christmas movie?
The Grinch.
The Grinch.
Oh, what?
What did you say?
Jingle All the Way.
No, the
that's
Grinch
all
is Jingle
you
All the
talk about
I,
is
well,
all
I mean,
the
no.
But the Grinch is my number one, though,
there you
for
go.
Sure.
I got that one wrong.
How do I not know that?
I don't know how
she
you know that.
Home Alone.
Right?
Home Alone.
I missed the part with that smart
alone, no.
problem.
Nah, the Jingle All the Way is after, but it's the Grinch for sure.
I mean, there's nothing you love more than watching Home Alone with unsweet tea.
With buffalo wings.
What's
my favorite scary movie? I could took Hereditary or Suspiria.
Suspiria. I put an S, Fed. I put an S because I didn't remember what it was, but I knew that was the
but
movie.
But S could stand for so many things.
Suspiria. Scream. He goes, oh, what is
I put Scream.
I was
no,
like,
no,
Sinister, something. Suspiria. That's
hey,
right.
Hey, but
that's right.
The Shining
hey,
was on.
Oh, The Shining.
Yeah,
The Shining
too.
The Shining.
You said Hereditary?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Because I was about to.
Yeah, The Shining.
Fight for that
I
one.
About
no, I was going to say because
you do like them,
that's
right?
one of his favorite
yeah.
movies, so naturally it should be
yeah,
one of his
that's
favorite.
True. All right.
X.
You're right.
The survey says?
What is the actor? No, what is the favorite? My favorite comedy movie? And that one was,
you
I can take 21 Jump Street, I can take Step Brothers.
Okay, cool.
I
love you, man.
Did I even put anything?
And
no.
I love you, man.
Oh.
Damn. All right. And what is the actor that I met? What was the actor's name?
It's Ethan Hawke.
Yes, sir.
Sir Hawk.
Sir Hawk, man.
Not Hawkey.
What was the movie that I...
Hoyt.
That at the moment, at the time, did not see, but everybody else did. It
Hoyt.
Was Training Day.
Training Day.
I put Blood and Blood.
Yeah, gotta watch the podcast.
Together.
I've seen
Ethan Hawke and...
That should have been...
The
a,
next question.
Frick.
No.
Did you say prick?
And I said frick.
Oh.
And last one. Well, what is the thing I have to get when I go to the movie theaters and what's the theater I go to? Or Latino sure, the theater.
Sour popcorn. Heads.
No, oh. Read it out loud.
Right. Popcorn.
That's not what I wrote.
Do you not really remember your answer?
That's not what I wrote.
What does that say?
It says popcorn. Oh, it says large popcorn.
Uh-huh.
Dolby with lots of butter. Yeah, large popcorn with butter and Dolby.
Dolby with lots of butter.
Yeah.
That's a lot of details.
I get Dolby with lots of butter.
I was very disappointed.
Yeah, I get large popcorn.
Yeah, but that's really specific. I put popcorn and Dolby. Yeah,
that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Because what if you wanted a medium popcorn?
Yeah, popcorn and Dolby is good.
He only gets large because you get a
refill. Just like he only gets on sweet tea.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you don't know what he drinks. So
I would have took either one of those.
Zip it. All right, how many?
All right, who got the most right?
Yeah, how many zip checks? It.
Who's champion of who is the champ of TFTI at the moment
one,
right now?
Lyrical got seven,
four,
right?
Four,
Jesse got nine.
Five, six.
No, he didn't. He got nine?
Seven.
Holy shit.
Oh, I'm shit. Like, I got the same amount as right. You did.
Joe got nine.
Seven?
Yeah.
Seven. Joe got nine?
Four, five, six.
Oh, Joe killed
eight,
it.
Eight, nine.
Holy shit. Well, nine. Joe, Jesse and Joe? No, they both got nine.
What's up?
All right, what's the tiebreaker question?
All right, tiebreaker question. Oh, this is a good one. Okay,
okay. If I just would have remembered contract hit, man.
Damn. Oh, you would have been an eight.
Damn.
All right. Good question. Good one. Good one. Okay.
I'm trying to think of.
So we meet again. So we meet again.
The champs.
Okay. Head to head. I was going to ask him something about that, but you.
Oh, Jesse was part of the movie. Yeah, he can't.
That's me right there.
Who played the devil? Demon?
Yeah. All right. Oh, okay.
Chill.
We got to write it down.
Yeah, write it down. Because I guess this one would be closer. Which, naming my favorite Batman in order. That is, you got Michael Keaton, George Clooney, Val Kilmer, and Ben Affleck.
Okay, that's four?
Out of those four.
Okay, I would not lie.
Just those four, put them in order.
So Christian Bale's your last?
Oh, Christian Bale. Oh, no, I'm saying put Rick. Him in, so five. Put them in those order.
Ooh.
Michael Keaton. I'll put him right here. I'll write notes that way.
Wait, I need to like look at these actors.
Yeah, I'll write them down.
Okay. Me too.
I know which one's for sure last. Ben Affleck.
You said Ben Affleck?
No.
Now I'm just going to have to guess on this one, buddy.
Val Kilmer, Christian Bale. Michael,
so how are you
Michael
grade
Keaton?
It?
Whoever's the closest?
Like one, two, three, four,
five,
and then whoever gets.
Whoever gets the
did
closest.
Did you got Ben Affleck or Christian Bale?
Ben Affleck, Val Kilmer,
George Clooney.
George Clooney.
Val Kilmer.
That's five right there?
Yeah.
Okay. Put it right
what
here.
About Adam West?
Yeah. I like Adam West. He's a Hall of Famer, bro.
Yeah, he would have been your first one, though.
He's a Hall of Famer. He's not my favorite, but he's top.
Okay,
he's
good
a
thing
Hall of
he
Famer.
Wasn't on the list.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So first
this
to last.
This is tough.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. In the meantime.
You and I, Lyrical.
Guys, head on down to Crumble Cookies.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Grab yourself some.
Ready?
Go.
Are you on? Do you do shoot?
I don't know.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Yeah.
You do? Okay.
Yeah,
ready?
All right.
There it is.
Oh, got her.
You want your roaches down too?
Nah, I haven't done
anything. All right, and these are mine.
I mean, I just.
He's just watching.
You got
this.
It, just.
I just fucking. No, I just. I don't know.
Okay.
Right. I think I'm close though, but
can
I don't
see?
Know. No, because you got.
I won't. I'll turn it this way.
All right. You
know, I would have got this. I would have got all
sorry.
Of these.
Right.
I would have got all these right.
You think so?
Yeah.
You should have wrote them.
I was going to do it just for the hell of
don't
it.
Don't even look at me to see, oh, no, this is wrong or it's right. Just look at them and don't react.
That was a good one. I didn't know what question to ask last, to be honest, but that was a...
Can I write, even though I'm not
yeah.
playing?
Yeah, you okay. can. Yeah, write it down.
He's going right. to take his answer.
All right, just change a few of them, yeah. like one of this one.
She's like, Joe looks wrong.
I didn't know who was first one,
yeah,
but
man,
that seems familiar.
She's like, I'm going to prove Joe right now. Damn, you should have done it.
Yeah, because I would have that
hey,
exact same order.
Let me just read. No, okay. You Gucci, Jesse?
No, man.
Jesse, you know, you just got out of the set of the Lost Boys from 1990s. With that haircut and everything. Looks nice.
Lost Boys is the shit.
Yeah, it is the shit.
Am I the Mexican dude, though?
Which one?
You want to get killed?
Not the one that gets killed.
Oh.
Talking to Mike.
I forget their name because it's two groups.
Talking to Mike's. The two vampires?
Maybe I'm thinking of it.
That's what I was like.
Group.
Are you thinking of you're thinking of the Warriors?
Oh, you're thinking of the Lost Boys from Robin Hood. I mean, not Robin Hood. Peter Pan.
What?
No. Are you thinking, Lost Boys?
Hey, are you thinking
Batman,
of Warriors?
Now.
Warriors.
You're thinking of Home Alone.
That's what it was. That's what the Mexican does die in the beginning with Macaulay Culkin kills him. That was what it was.
Very famous scene. Yeah.
Home Alone. You don't remember that? 1.5.
Joe Pesci kills that little Mexican kid. Yeah.
That's why the whole movie.
That's what makes him like the villain.
Yeah.
Right before he goes inside, dressed up as a cop.
Frick it.
He was the family's pool guy, so Kevin's not happy about that.
Last
okay.
Do you want these?
Last, so number five.
This is my list right here, Fed. So you know I'm not cheating.
Number five is George Clooney.
Yes!
No! Number four is Val Kilmer.
Yes!
Number three is Christian Bale. Number two is Keaton. And number one is Ben Affleck.
Fuck!
Yeah, I would have got it. What did y'all get? What did y'all say?
Joe got two right?
Joe was in reverse. No, he got two right. Yeah, just Joe. Just how many did you get?
I only got George right.
Yo, what?
George. I thought Michael Keaton was your number one.
Yeah, same.
No. Even Derek would know. Ben Affleck.
But I thought you just liked him as my favorite is the recent Ben Affleck. Batman.
Have y'all not listened to the TFTI podcast?
Because he won him over. That's what I was thinking. Like, I know for sure Ben. You got to give respect to Keaton.
It's always been Keaton, though. Before Ben.
My favorite Keaton before Ben. But when I saw Ben Affleck, I was like, yo, Ben Affleck.
Yeah,
that's
I thought it was Keaton.
That was like 2016, though.
I'll give it to you, Joe.
Joe did win. So Joe is the champ of TFTI. And we will go back into this on Joe's
dust birthday. Off of that belt.
Yeah, I know, right? For
we're going to start taking notes when y'all bring up some personal stuff. Yeah, we're doing trivia.
Yeah, actually, Gabby got me with some good ones. I was like, oh, shit. I didn't even realize I had to answer this.
Good job, Joe.
Yeah,
woo,
like,
it's good for Joe.
Thank you.
Good job.
I know it's your birthday.
I trained very hard for this. And I got my belt
Joe's
back.
Joe's like, that last one, he's like, I'm going to get this
got my
shit.
Belt back.
Like 20 years
Damn,
in the
I
making.
I could have swore I thought I had all these right, though. Oh, well.
Man, I'm mad at Ben Affleck's number three right there. Come on, bro.
How do you have Ben Affleck in front of Christian Bale?
Okay, bro, I love Ben Affleck's one of my favorite ones.
Okay.
That's why.
All
right. Wait, Christian Bale was number three?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As far as
he couldn't be in front of Keaton.
I was going to copy Fed's list.
I knew
that. I was gonna be that dude right there.
And then I knew for sure Clooney was going to be dead last.
I knew Clooney was last.
And I like Kilmer, but I was like, he's not in front of Bale to me or Keaton.
See, and that's the exact same way I was thinking. It's like, okay, there's no way you could put this guy in front of this guy.
Damn. Yeah, when he saw it, he goes, that's the exact list I was going to write down. So I was like, dang, you should have wrote it. Yeah.
Well.
Nice, cool. though. But yeah, you guys were pretty close, though.
How long are we going for, bro?
58 minutes.
Oh, we still got a few minutes.
Yeah, Juan did ask some more questions. Or Juan and Joe asked.
Juan.
Bro, what's he got? Y'all got anything you want to ask?
Asked like what?
Go ahead.
We've already talked about this, right? How I was telling y'all downstairs the question that they asked in my group message.
When they asked,
what is?
Oh yeah, who asked you that?
What is?
Put some context to it because I think everybody will think it's a little weird.
That was a weird question, Fred.
It's for our group message.
Okay, your group message of your homegirls?
No.
No, of my youth. Like our pastor asked all of us.
Okay. Let's put it in context now.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Youth pastor.
Youth pastor.
No, put it
Fed on the side.
No!
Hey, let me holler at you, girl.
Wait, what did he even say?
Fed's like, we should never brought this back up.
He asked, what are your red flags in dating? I remember the question.
Red flags in dating?
Yeah. Right?
Well, wait. He said, hey, guys.
Texting this group chat is number one.
Give me some of y'all's red flags.
That's what I said.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's our youth group, though.
Okay, go on.
Give me some red flags for dating. Ready, set, go. And then everyone was just putting a bunch of stuff. You. But then someone put, how's the name, Fernanda
Someone's
or Olivia?
Like, someone's like, I'll text you in the morning. I got school in the morning. Is that what they said?
It was just one of my
What did you reply back with?
Oh, I said, this is what I wrote. I said, man, I got a list. Don't do this to me. And
that's all you wrote?
I mean, I wrote a lot of stuff, but it's not about me. I'm asking you guys.
What are some red flags?
Yeah. What are some red flags for dating?
The first thing I thought of was
how they're dressed.
What do you mean how they're dressed?
If they're revealing.
If they're dressed like Euphoria kind of way. How the girls dress in there, the high school girls.
What do you mean?
Yeah. They dress pretty slutty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, slutty, not the right word.
Whorish.
Now, I've ignored those red flags, but I knew it in my heart that it was a red
Jesse
flag.
Jesse said, whoa,
I mean,
red flag.
You have to ignore them like, if you want to.
I'm going for it. That means green.
Yeah. Wait, what are we talking? Like, first date, like,
Well, just what a red flag is. Like, what's a red flag that you're like, nah.
That's like, if we were on our first date and she's just looking at her phone the whole time, that's a red flag.
Y'all thinking about dating, and you get a look at, like, her Instagram. Like, what are some pictures you don't want to see?
Okay. That's a good
like,
question.
Some horse, like.
Like the way she's dressed, or
horseback riding,
like you can tell that they're trying to get attention.
Yeah, I don't think I would mind
if a girl posts. Okay, let me ask: is this attention right here? If a girl posts when she goes to work out, like while she's working out, or like pictures?
No, I'm asking. Yes and no. No. See,
that's a way.
No.
I'm asking though.
Here's the thing. Okay, I know where Joe's coming from. The reason why I say like I would like no, not really, is because if a girl's just posting themselves and they're confident, like I don't really care.
Right.
It's when you go on there and you're like, oh, you're scrolling, and then you're like, let's say you scroll like 3 or 4 down, then you see that it was a week ago. Like everything you've seen has been like a week ago, and you're like, holy shit, they're posting all of this all day, every single. Like,
yeah.
That's a red flag.
It's a wants a 10.
Would you?
I feel that.
I don't care if. You're a fitness connoisseur. You can post once a day. I don't care. But if it's
Everybody is, it's
one of those things where you're posting all day, every single day.
Everybody's a critic.
Yeah. But I mean, it just depends.
So is there a difference with like girls posting and like their lingerie kind of type, like homie stuff, compared to like their gym outfits that are just as revealing?
Yeah, lingerie's like.
Do y'all look at them differently, even though it reveals the same kind of thing?
Well, how does it reveal
I'm just
the
saying,
same
like,
thing?
If I was trying to seriously date this person, I wouldn't look for that in a potential like relationship. Like that's something that if you're just like, oh, I'm looking for girls to hook up with, then that's one thing.
That's
but if you're like looking for somebody that you're gonna introduce your mom to, like you don't want that type of. Shit that like your family can access.
Yeah.
Then like your whole family has seen this girl naked. So then it's like, well, how are you gonna, you know, get respect from my family whenever they've all seen?
Yeah. And like naked. Your friends have seen it too and stuff. All these other people have seen it. Then it's like,
then you're
yeah,
like thinking like, oh,
I get
man,
you.
Well,
all right. So that was very female directed. Fed, do you have one for us guys? Like. When you, you know, go for a guy and you're like, oh, red flag.
But again, that's no shade. Any girl wants to do that. Like, y'all do whatever y'all want. Like, that's no shade from us. Like, no. That's just personal red flags, guys.
Like, and going, I mean, like, and going out a lot, too. Like, every weekend, like, going out, I wouldn't want that. Maybe when I was, like, younger, but now that I'm at this stage, like, I don't want to see you out all the fucking time.
Yeah. Every I'm going to go out all the time, but not you.
I think red flags.
I
think there's stages to red flags. Because, like, those, like Joe was saying, like, going out.
Pink flags.
Yeah, there's pink flags. Like, that's a pink flag at a young age. Like, Joe, when he was, like, 24... A girl who party or went to the club, that would not faze him. He'd be like, yeah, that's cool. I'd date her. Now he's at a stage where he's kind of more like, it's a red flag to me now because that's not what I want to do. That doesn't necessarily mean that a girl doing that is bad or anything. Like, they do whatever they want. It's just at this stage, he's like, I don't want to do this. So that they're doing this, that's fine.
Some girls just got out of a relationship and they want to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but yeah, I mean, if you're judging just based off of their Instagram, then I mean, that's kind of...
Yeah.
Low
kind of I was just I thought you meant like in person, like you're on a first date.
That's what I
sitting
thought.
In front
okay
of
then let's
person.
Ask I mean, that then let's ask that
like
then.
Getting to know
that's
someone in general, like what is something that you would find as a red flag?
Okay, like personal wise. Okay,
okay, you're like, out you're okay. out on a date and she's like y'all go outside and she lights up a cigarette.
Oh yeah.
That's a killer, bro.
Okay, what if she lights up a blunt?
I'm not gonna lie,
dunzo. Lights up a what?
What if she lights up a blunt then?
I'd be
or
cool.
a joint.
Depends how comfortable she
I
was doing it.
I still couldn't do it.
I don't know.
In depends. My opinion.
Not on the first date.
No. I think it depends how comfortable. Because like if she's just going like, I'm going to go outside. A blunt. I'll be
like. Well,
like
while y'all walk into the car, while y'all, like y'all already done eating, y'all walk into the car. And she's like,
not the first date. Not the first date.
What if she asks you, do you smoke?
Like, I'd be like, yeah. Come on. It just depends how hot she is. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Your wife is behind the
camera. Yeah, I know. It's like
that
horrible
does depend
time,
on
man.
It. Nah.
Joe, come on.
So what do you usually do?
Yeah. Next. Give me your pointers, this season. But yeah, no.
Being
I mean,
on their phone the entire time.
Yeah.
What if she eats her chicken, like picks it up instead of using a fork?
Chicken that's tenders, okay. Joe?
Oh, no.
I would prefer
no,
that.
No,
I think
a steak.
The red flag
a steak.
That's
steak.
A green flag.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, huh?
Oh, a steak.
You know what I fucking can't stand? And I hope none of y'all fucking do this when they get the fork like this. Oh, and they go like this.
Yeah.
Like fucking.
Like a child?
Yeah, they go like this.
How else do you want us to do it?
Hold it like this.
Just really like sideways?
Oh. Yeah. So what are you talking about? Just stabbing it straight?
But yeah, but they get it like this and then they're cutting it like that.
Because it looks so dumb.
I do hold the fork.
That sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah, but do you hold it like this, though? Like you're stabbing.
But
somebody.
You look dumb, Jesse.
That sounds like this.
But I'm saying like,
that sounds like a root.
A fork like that.
Jesse,
no, people
does.
Do.
Yeah, hold on, hold on. I want to come back to that stick. So
if
yeah.
they just keep talking about their ex,
oh, that means they're not over them.
That's immediately yeah. done. Here, baby, I'm gonna take this.
You can't even enunciate. You're just like, oh no, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That means they're
okay,
not.
Yeah, literally.
What else?
What are they talking about their kid the whole time if they have a kid?
Aww.
I would prefer they want to talk about. Like, all right, cool. Because I feel like I would be like that. Like if like. We were to ever separate or something, and yeah, I would talk about my kids.
Yeah, that would be a green flag for me because I'd be like, oh, cool. That can, yeah, like that's dope.
Yeah, at least you give a shit. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, if they never mention the kid and then you find out like a month later they have a kid, then that's a red flag.
You know what a green flag is? If they're leaving, they go, I have to leave early because I got to pick my kid up. Like, if let's say we're like an hour and a half
like,
in and they get a call,
girl, let me come with you.
I'd be like, you know what? That's what's up.
Mine is how they treat the server for Al, or how they treat how he treats his mom.
That's a good one.
What if he's an asshole fed, like the waiter? He's being nice to you, like the nicest guy.
Oh, I would check
and you're
him
like,
in a
heartbeat. Oh my god! And the waiter comes up, he's like, "We'll have a steak and so and so and so." And she's gonna have this, like just like that.
What do you think? What really?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
But what if he said exactly what you really did want to order?
But it was the way he said it.
Then I would tell him to.
Where
check
like
your
he was
tone.
In charge. Okay, all right.
And what if he told you know your place?
And then he slapped
then
me.
Then I'd be like, this ain't my place. And I'd dip.
He tells the waiter.
Hey,
sorry about
that's
that.
That's what I'm calling
y'all. Yeah, he's like, well.
Can I call you guys?
I haven't trained her yet. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Hey,
first date.
I've called y'all before and y'all came to my rescue. So,
yeah.
Multiple times.
Yeah, we have. What were you saying, Lyrical? Yeah, well, that, I was thinking of the house party.
What was the red flag?
No, he was saying how he had something. That's why.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I said it. The if they just keep talking about their ex.
Yeah, that's
oh, yeah,
a,
say.
Yeah. That means they're not over
there. Red flag on that, Feb. Why'd you make them come to get you on that date?
No, it was at a. No, I'm saying how they came to rescue me. Right. One time, someone left a note on my car, and it was creepy, and I got scared. And another time, I saw someone at the house, and I called them, and they all came.
Yeah.
But was it? Never mind.
So but it, not about dating.
Left a note on your car.
Someone left a note
saying,
like, hey,
well, someone
chula.
Was watching me run the whole time. I was at a park running.
Yeah, what if they called you by your name?
Hey, fetus.
I don't know.
All personal.
Didn't know it's one of y'all.
No, I was
hey,
at a
chula.
Park running, and then I go to my car,
pasó,
and there's a note
chula.
On there saying, hey, I was too shy to come up to you, but I saw you. So they were just parked watching me run the whole time.
You don't know.
Yeah,
that.
They could have
just wrote
saw,
that
yeah.
and left it there. Like, you just assumed they
You're
were
like,
just
whoa.
Like,
whoa. Yeah.
I don't know.
Like you're running at a park.
What if it was Drake Fed?
I was
and
also
he was,
15.
He was, that's yeah. true. She was young.
I was also a baby.
She was young. She was 15.
That wasn't that long ago. Because I remember y'all telling the story.
It was. I was in high school.
She was in high school. She told the story, but she told it from high school, like when she was yeah. in high school.
I was
because I remember that day.
I was underage.
Were you?
Yes.
No, no. Were you? I think
and
you were
don't
on
think
Michael.
That guy was?
No.
Okay. Hmm.
If he wrote a note.
No, it was at a random. How would I know?
Would you rather him go
like,
up to you?
We texted
another like 15-year-old.
We called him or texted him. I
and
remember
it sounded
that.
Like a grown man, and they were like, "Man, that's my baby sister." Blah blah blah.
It was Matt that got on there because yeah. Matt was like, "I'm this tough guy." We're like, "Bro, you're not no tough guy."
Matt is a tough guy.
He's a tough guy.
Just kind of tough.
He dropped me after I said that.
He's
so
a little strong.
He's a little strong. He's a little strong.
Any more red flags? I'm curious.
Red flags.
Yeah, any more
red flags? Let me think. I mean, there's a lot of them.
There's a lot.
It's like too much. Find?
Loud trucks.
We don't have enough.
I can't stand a loud
music
truck.
Taste is
I
a
guess
big thing
I'm out.
With me.
Music taste.
I got a loud truck.
Music taste.
Can't do loud trucks.
Music taste, loud trucks. Oh, yeah, Fed. A guy pulls up nope. in a big truck, nope. Fed, and he's jamming like Norteños. And he's got the Edgar cut. He's like, hey, cut.
And it's a white guy.
It's a white guy, Fed.
You know what's low key?
He's dressed
flag?
Like cowboyish and everything, just like that white guy you like, Fed. You know those country. And he's like, but he's jamming like just loud, lift the truck. No?
Truck.
You don't like to lift the trucks?
No.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of those either.
What?
They're nice.
When they pull out their little stand and like a pendulum and they're like, do you want to ask the pendulum what we should get to eat?
Excuse me?
I'm just like,
has somebody done that?
You know what
somebody
I'm saying?
Done
like
that
some kind
see?
Of like,
yeah, that's
I've
personal.
Seen it happen. It wasn't like done to me or whatever, but they whipped it out and they were like, "Do you want to ask the pendulum?" And I was like, "Wow, I gotta go." That before. My mom's calling.
What? That is wild, Justin.
I've never even heard of that, but yeah, yeah.
Neither.
That's not even a low key. That's like red flag.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, that's an immediate.
Very high key.
Yeah, I'm that's done a here. Leave. Yeah, right
I,
now.
I saw that. Check, and immediately please. My spirit was just unsettled.
You said, "I'm sorry, I have to go."
I would like
definitely
that.
Not, dude.
No, there's a lot of red flags though.
Too many to name. Yeah, we can at the go moment. On. Too okay. many.
But
ambition, no goals.
What? Yeah, I mean, yeah. there's a lot. There's
ooh, yeah, that's, low-key, that's a good one. Yeah, if you start talking like about them and they're just like, "Oh, I've been working and not doing too much," you know, yeah, you. If they're not like passionate about something, I'm just
I
like,
"I want to be an entrepreneur."
Yeah, but you could help them with that though. I hate when I say they that. Might need you for that.
Don't fall in love with potential.
I'm a movie director.
Ooh, that hit right. But
don't
here.
Fall in love with potential.
That hit right here.
Don't fall in love with potential.
Of what you may see in them.
What do you? What is? Never it, what is your
that.
Definition?
I mean, that
of
is true. That is somewhat true.
Yeah, what do you mean by that though? Like, if someone right now is listening to you, they could just. Don't fall in love with potential. Like, oh, yeah, I like that. But what is it?
But everyone
exactly?
has potential, though. Yeah. You just have to see that's who can I pick, though.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so what do you
but
mean?
That's on you, though, to
so
see.
I think what she meant, if I may, is that you see the vision that you have for their lives, what they could be, what they're wanting to be and what they could be. And you're like, wow, I want to be there when they reach that. But they're not there. Who knows if they'll ever be there, if that dream is going to stay the same tonight or tomorrow.
Uh-huh. You're one day dreaming.
Yeah.
Of the life that you've already made up in your mind. Mm-hmm. With
exactly. Yeah.
But is
sense.
It because they're not doing nothing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And they're just like 10
their
years later, like.
Match up with their words.
Facts.
Got you.
Right.
Okay. I like that.
That's like cut it. Mm-hmm. Red flag.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
So I like
comes
it.
Face like nothing. Red flag. Okay. Well, all right then.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up, guys.
Yep. Wrap it
up. Episode, guys. Thank you, Fred and Jesse, for coming in.
Yeah.
Really appreciate that.
Catch me at Starbucks.
Yeah, catch us at Starbucks. Not this week. It's closed.
How dare you?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, man. Thank you guys for coming out. Thank you guys.
Oh,
thank
hey,
you.
Gabby. I won the competition.
Yeah, Joe won.
I got the bout.
He won. Actually,
yeah.
him and Jesse
yeah,
tied
yeah.
up.
Yeah, tied. We had to do a tiebreaker.
And then they did a tiebreaker. Yeah, even for me, I was like, huh? What do I answer
pass
with this
him
one?
Over. Pass him over.
There was a few I didn't say because I was like, I'm not going to answer. I'm not going to say this one.
Really?
Yeah. Juan, cut this out, but they were talking about fucking the, what was the number that Jerry fucked up on the fridge in 6?
Oh.
4?
No, it was
1. It was 1.
What?
Each number?
It was 19 also. The one that Jerry fucked up on the fridge. Juan, make sure that no one's hearing, bleep all this shit out.
No, keep this on there, Juan.
The number that Jerry had.
On what? What are you talking about?
On 6, at the end of the 6. Remember that
on the fridge, side
it,
of the
I
fridge.
Like, I don't like that number. And you're like, it looks good. And then we kept it. Remember Jerry wrote at the end, the 6? Anyways, thank you guys for tuning
oh,
in.
Oh, and he reset the days
yeah.
or whatever? Oh.
Thank you guys for watching TNT at that part.
Yep.
But
thank
yeah, thanks
you.
Guys for coming in, yo.
Thanks for joining us,
yeah, really
everybody.
Appreciate it. Thanks for
thank you.
Bringing some vodka and for bringing
some
Tito's vodka and for crumble fetus. And then, babe.
Are you going to drink this or can I take it?
You can take it for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take it.
I really do appreciate it, though, man.
Yeah.
But. It will definitely.
We'll drink it up here. It'll never get drinking.
Yeah, I would say like if it's up to me on my birthday, I think it'd be good hands with Joe, not me. It'd be use. Or
you
want
it? It's
use for sure. But yeah, thank you guys for
lovely
the podcast.
To be here.
Yeah, any final words, if y'all?
Happy birthday!
Thank you, Lyrical. I appreciate it.
Happy
no one said
birthday!
What?
I'm kidding. I know Jesse's been over there.
Glad somebody remembered.
Glad someone remembered. No, I appreciate it, guys. Yeah, baby.
Go ahead. Here. Remember to pray.
All right. But yeah, guys, thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you guys next week. And
thanks for accepting our invitation.